We went on kind of early last year, but I mean, all these festivals, it was cool. Stone Temple Pilots.
One of my three favorite bands. We were here backstage, got to witness all the shenanigans. I think it's a great move, man. You know, he needs to be an SGP. He's, you know.
It's one of those things. It's like, I like people who, people can dog it all they want, but I like people who, when they do a solo record, and it doesn't sound like anything else they do. Like, two of our favorite, I know Eric and I's favorite artists are Glassjaw and Head Automatica, and it's like Daryl Palumbo is Glassjaw, and that's a completely hardcore band, and then you go to Head Automatica, and it's anti, you know, like, that's, like Head Automatic is anti with Glassjaw.
So there's something to be said for stepping outside of the box, you know. No, I mean, not at all, man. We have this thing. It's 10 or 10,000, and you play the same show for 10 people as you play for 10,000 people. I mean, the differences in playing outside and playing inside for us is sonic differences. I mean, the mix in your monitor mix usually isn't as good and that kind of thing, and you have to kind of play through that a little bit. And more technical difficulties because you don't get a sound check. You just kind of throw it up and go. I would like for them to take away. I would like for them to come watch our band play and feel like it's a high energy show. And we involve the audience in the show a lot. And that's sort of what it's about for us is bringing them into the show, making them part of the show. And I want them to go away feeling, you know, feeling that way, and also a feeling that we didn't suck.
Our show's very positive too. Brent's a very positive guy, and he, you know, he definitely is very empowering to the audience. So as long as they walk away feeling like they can take over the world, I think, you know, we did our gig. We go up there and get, like I said, we get the same show every night. It doesn't matter if it's a festival, if it's a club, if it's a theater, if it's a stadium, doesn't matter. We do the same show no matter what. We're just happy to be here. We know that it can be taken away fast, and we wake up every day knowing that we could easily be somewhere else. So we're definitely glad we're here.
Yeah, I mean, we're also one of the few bands that we're not going to F-bomb the audience, you know, all night. I mean, at times you have to call the audience mother. How many times, you know, it's like, hey, motherfucker. You know, I didn't know if I could say motherfucker. But yeah, so that gets, I mean, to me that gets really old. And it's honestly like something that I'm proud of is that Brent goes out there. And we have an entire show where you won't hear a single expletive the whole. It's still a rock show. And it's still dangerous.
You hear one, but it's in a lyric.
Yeah, it's still dangerous, and it's still rock and roll. But you don't have to go out there and accost the audience. The band that I'm most excited to see, I won't get to see, is Clutch. I'm a big Clutch fan. They're playing the same time we are. So I don't get a chance. This just really bums me out, man. I would go see Avenged Sevenfold. We become really good friends with those guys. They're I've become golfing partners with Matt. Buck Cherry, became good friends with Buck Cherry. So all those bands we toured with and had relationships with, well, not really. We have friendships with, you know, I always like watching plays. There's nothing like watching your friends play from the side stage. So, but as far as like bands that I'm a huge fan of Clutch. But I mean, Motley Crue, it's a huge honor to be able to play on the same day as them. I grew up on their records. I think I wore out, when I first heard the song Wild Side, I think I wore it out to where the tape wouldn't play anymore. But, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to the possibility of seeing them play.